Good evening on this marvelous Monday, and I appreciate everybody joining me on Talking Real to You preview show. We are aired at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is the PM hour of the day, and we're so glad to have an opportunity. Now, the main focus of Talking Real to You is to just focus on just plain old life issues, and we got an awesome log of information we're going to talk about tonight. The preview show leads into our primetime show, which starts at truly at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to just kind of focus on some politics. We're going to be political. There's been a lot going on the last month or two dealing with the impeachment. We're going to look at the nominating process of the Democratic Party as well as the Republican Party. We're going to look at some phases of why the two houses did not focus in the same thought process, why it became a partisan situation in this impeachment process. we want to also take an opportunity to see how important that you get out and vote coming up. A lot of individuals are voting in March for sure. I can say in the state of Alabama, in the city of Montgomery, Alabama, there's a several offices that's open and available, and we have several people running on March the 3rd, the election, and the polls will be opening. Make sure when you get your card, a lot of you getting your card, we want to make sure when you receive your card, you follow direction, because some of the polling places have changed, and you got to make sure you know where you're supposed to be instead of making a second or third trip. But your vote is not useful at home. Your vote needs to be placed in the machine, wherever it may be, push the button, pull the lever, whatever it may be, write it down, and cast your vote for whatever election is going on in your community. We just need you to do that. So we're going to talk some politics tonight. We want to talk about why we're so afraid in our government to really allow the government to be what it's supposed to be. Vote for those candidates that's going to do best for everybody, if not particularly if you have a cause, you make sure you push forth on that. We want to also look at some of the penalties that when you don't participate in politics, that you might end up being done and treated sometime inferior. If you're not part of politics, you're not part of government, some people want to treat you as being inferior to them. So we're going to discuss this statement that said one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. So we got to understand that we have to get out and vote. We're going to discuss that topic. We're going to focus on the nominating process. As you know, there's candidates, 6, 7, 8 Democratic candidates trying to shoo the vote. They've been in Iowa. The caucus was there, and there were some problems with the ballots and making sure you get back to the right place, some kind of glitch in the computer. Then we also have the New Hampshire primaries on tomorrow. So you need to get out and make sure you vote, and it's important. So we're going to just talk about it. We're going to express our feelings in regards to the process in the nominating of a candidate to be running for the office of the highest office of the President of the United States. We're going to look at and see how democracy worked. You know, what about democracy? How it relates to the vote. We want to make sure we can share our thoughts, and we want you to be a part of that. 8 o'clock, we'll be on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in, and you can share your thoughts on it. The call-in number for our show tonight is 347-857-4192. That'll be 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time through Blog Talk Radio. Also, we're being broadcast, and we'll be broadcast again on Facebook. Right now, we're being broadcast on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. You're a Facebook friend of mine. I see people popping up, so you're aware how to make connections. But we also, at this time, being broadcast by Periscope or Twitter. So you can check that out, and you can go to LorenzaDSmith15 and check us out. We're being broadcast also by Instagram, which is Coach Dr. LorenzaDSmith15. So that's the way. And then being recorded on Anchor Podcast. So we have four vehicles working now. That's the ultimate vision that God allowed me to see in 2017. And I'm bringing it before you, and we've been in operation. We're in 2020, and we're so happy to have opportunity to share our thoughts with you. It is a vehicle to share what you have to say. We're talking about politics, and I want you to share your thoughts. If you're not comfortable with the decision in the Senate, share your thoughts on it with the impeachment involved. You're not comfortable with what happened with the articles, share your thoughts on that. Tell us what you really believe. Tell us how you feel about that process. Talk about the nominating process, because we need to understand that when we're nominating somebody to run for the highest office from whatever party it is, we need to know what is the process. You know, why is it, you know, why are we still have candidates? No, we hadn't nominated anybody, but we also need to look at and see what direction we're going to go. So these are the kind of things we're going to talk about tonight, and we want you to share your thoughts on it. All right, again, the call-in for our 8 o'clock show is 347 857-4192. I mentioned all the mechanisms, all the vehicles you can and get a chance to visualize us and be able to see exactly, see me, but also my team. You'll get an opportunity to hear them as well at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm going to share the team with you because we're going to be talking about the title, Talk is Cheap. And I want you to listen to that very well. Talk is cheap. Voting is free. Take it to the polls. Don't talk about it. Take it to the polls. And we need you to get out. We need you to cast your vote coming up in November. Cost the process, election process is available, but we want to be able to vote. Now, we're also going to talk about the Electoral College as well, and that's something that individuals don't quite understand, and we're going to share our thoughts on it, but we want you to be a part of it. Now, if you want to go to the web link and you want to just listen to our 8 o'clock show, and that web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can get all of our shows, all our episodes, all the way back to August 27, 2017, when we had our first show out of Fort Lauderdale. We had our first show there. And since then, we have been rolling. We were so happy. Yes, we took time off during the holidays, but last week we had death in my family. I lost my sister, and we funeralized her Saturday. So, you know, we're holding strong here, and also lost my sister on Saturday, February the 1st, and my uncle that Sunday morning, February the 2nd. So, you know, we're just holding and maintaining and doing everything. We're all in this together. And as a family, we're holding on to each other. And that's what it's all about. You know, after the situation, the tragedy with Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna and the 7 other individuals, I'll call out the name because I made sure on the show I shared them. It wasn't just Kobe. We want to make sure we those families and the communities involved with. It was something I felt that was being shared in the country. And this is what you have to do. Tell your family members that you love them. And don't hold back in giving your love to your family members, you know, because we've not promised another minute. Never said we promised another day. And we can just make it to a point where God, no matter what we're going through, weeping may endure through a night, but joy do come in the morning. So I want you to make sure you're keeping them. So tell them you love them. And I know I had a conversation with my sister on Friday afternoon, and as funny as it may sound, and I'm talking about this because the show don't start up until 8 o'clock. I'm previewing right now, you know, and she loved Pepsi Colas and Dr. Pepper, and she was in a nursing home, as well as my dad. He's in the nursing home. They were in the same nursing home, and asked me to bring a cup of Pepsi's or Dr. Pepper, and we always make sure, and I visit her every day at lunchtime, and I fed my dad. I feed him every day right now, every day. God has blessed me to be able to do that, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to do that. And she said to me, and I always remember that, she said she found out there was 24-pack case of sodas I had here for her, but I was only bringing her 3 at a time because she was gathering fluid around her heart. She had already had a triple bypass and several other things that was going on with her, and she told me before I left out, she shouted out, bring me 3 more to make a 6-pack. And I told her no, because the doctor said you can't have it. I'm going to wean you off this 3x3. And simply that's something that sticks with me, but she called me back to the room with something she said to me, and I just stated it earlier. She always said, I love you, and I tell her, I love you, and she said, I love you more. You know, I won't hear that from her anymore, because that's Saturday morning at 4:15, she passed on. She transitioned on Saturday morning, which was February the 1st. And on January the 31st, I was leaving out at 1:30 because I had a show to do at 2:30. So I was in a rush to do that. So you can think about things like that. But again, thank all of you all for being supportive. Now, our show will focus on politics, and we want you to be a part of it. Now, let me make sure I mention the team. The team consists of Lauren D. Smith, which makes up the father-daughter tandem, and being the only Blog Talk host and co-host in the country, and we're glad to have this Blog Talk Radio show that consists of the father and daughter, and our team members out of the state of South Carolina. So glad to have her. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and that's Miss Scarlett H. Black. I do appreciate Scarlett being a part of it. I know we're looking forward to having you back on tonight. I see she's on the board now on Facebook. I appreciate you being here right now, sharing this moment as well when we talk about the previous show. Also, we have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We call her Dr. O, out of Georgia. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Then I have my daughter, which is Lauren D. Smith, a millennium. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Then we have another millennium, which is Cameron Gilbert. He joined us as well. And as most of you do know, if you don't, I am Lorenzo D. Smith, and the host and a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Incorporated. So proud to have an opportunity to work with family and his family, because yes, I have my daughter. Dr. O is my sister, and Scarlett is my sister of the blue and white family, and Cameron is a close family friend. So this is a family show, and we enjoy bringing it to you. We're heard in 16 countries, and we're so glad to have listeners all over the world. And they take time and time to time, and they email me and text me and share thoughts about the show, and we're so glad, you know. So it's just been a blessing. It's a blessing. And just keep in mind, again, you know, God can only put as much as you can bear and you can stand. And He only going to put that much on your shoulders are big enough for that. And He got you. He's going to take care of you, so don't worry about it. But make sure you tell your family members, I love you. Tell them, because it's a gift. You know, tell them, don't be afraid. Love your family members. So that's what it's all about. And I want everybody to keep that in mind, as we all have challenging times, and our family will go through a lot, but we must come together. You know, I had to put picture out post as all of my sisters and brother and my dad. We brought him to the funeral as well as the repast. And, you know, we took a picture with him. We just said, oh, we got us. We got each other. We all we got. That's what it is. And that's the same thing. Tell your family members the same thing. Tonight we're going to talk some politics. We're going to enjoy doing it. We're going to have all sides coming at you. And that's what our show is all about. It's informational for you. It's a Blog Talk Radio. So check us out in about 45 minutes. And our title for tonight, Talk is Cheap. Voting is free. Take it to the polls. Don't sit at home. Go. If you're concerned about what's going on in the country, and your vote will change that. It can't change it at home. So we want you to go and be able to change the situation in November. If you're not comfortable with the way things are, you go vote. Get your friends out there vote. Get your family members out there vote. Tell them I love you and I need you to go vote. I need you to go vote. So we need your vote to make a change, regardless of that senators, House of Representatives, President, whoever. We have to make change, because our country has to go forward. We can't get stuck in one place. We got elderly care that we must take care of our elderly. And I know my dad is 86 years old. My sister's deceased, as I just shared, she's 65. So my point is, you know, we have to make sure we have the right care in place there, so we can help if they're in a facility or wherever they may be. We got to make sure we have better schools. I'm not politicking yet, but I will be coming on very soon and talking and sharing for the office I will be seeking in 2022. However, right now, I'm just saying, as a country, in November, think about that when you go to vote. Think politics. Think about our elderly. Think about better schools. Think about better wages for teachers and individuals. Think about prison reform. Think about Social Security. All of this we got to think about when we go to the poll. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. One thing, and Scarlett's on there now, and she always said we're going to have to do it block by block. That means we're going to take a household and we got to work that street, go to the next street, and go to the next street, and go to the next street. You want people to vote, start on this street, talk about it, go to the next street. Don't wait till a politician that comes to your neighborhood. Talk in your neighborhood. Go to your neighborhood meeting. Talk about everybody need to register to vote. Talk about everybody getting out to vote. That's what it's all about. That's what this show is all about. Talk is cheap. If you ain't backing it up by going to the polls or making sure you register and then going to the poll, you don't have much to say. It's easy to talk from behind that glass. You need to get up in front of that glass and talk. Come on, let's make it do what it do. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. The team is going to be ready. We're going to get at it. We're going to have some very fruitful information for you. So make sure you join us. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to come at you on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/the Smith Way Production. Then also we're going to come at you on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/DR Alberto Smith. That's me, it's Dr. Smith. And then you can check us out on Instagram. It'll be Coach Dr. Loretta D. Smith 15. Then we're going to be also back again on Anchor Podcast. So we post them in all our episodes you can find on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to, as I stated, Blog Talk Radio with the Smith Way Production. Hit us real hard and let us know exactly where you know you're interested. And I'm noticing I'm catching people as they sign in, and I want to make sure I can give them a shout out like I always do. So I give them a shout out. I give each and every one of them join me, and I thank you. That's where I thank you, by giving that shout out, that you had time to just listen to what I'm talking about. So at 8 o'clock, I want you to join us now. It's going to be an awesome show tonight, and we want you to be a part of it. You can call in, and you have two options when you call in at 347-857-4192. You have the option, just listen to the show. I have 50 slots available. You call in, don't cost you a penny, just cost you some time, and you can listen to the show. But if you have something to say, we're going to ask you to press 1, and we'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then we'll actually give you a name and location if you choose to, then offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. That's on Blog Talk Radio. So we're excited. We're really excited about you. Now, if you're on Facebook, type in your comments. Share your thoughts with us. You know, I'm excited to let you have that we have that opportunity to communicate, because to build a strong relationship on this show with you, and we can carry our brand out as being just focused on just plain old life issues on this show, then we need to make sure we're able to communicate. So we have all opportunities to do that. So do make sure you do that at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to make it do what it do. So about to close out right now. Our title again is Talk is Cheap. It's easy to talk the game. We want you to walk the walk by going out and voting. So voting is free. It don't cost you nothing. Just sign, register to be a voter, and then take it to the poll, then push the button, slide the paper, slide the ballot inside the computer, pull the lever, whatever it may be. But make sure you vote, because every vote count. Never vote is wasted. So let me give a shout out to those individuals joining. We had some people joining, they dropped off. But that's all right. We're looking forward to you coming back, because if you've seen it flash across the stream, I was able to catch some names and or either handles, they call them, or whatever you call when you want to use something else on Instagram or Twitter or what it may be. We'll just give a shout out to those individuals. We have _Miss_Renee. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Washington also joining us. Just said Washington. Then we also have Pigman 4328 joining us. We also have Audrey Alston joining us. Thank you, Audrey. We have my frat brother, so proud to have you again, George M. Scott Jr. Thank you, George, so much. We also have another one of our frat brothers out of Mississippi, over there in Jackson. That's Curtis Alexander. Thank you, Curtis, for joining us. Also, we have Allie Lewis. Thank you so much for joining. Then our co-host, one of our co-hosts on the show at 8 o'clock, Scarlett H. Black, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I'm so glad to have you as well, Scarlett, on our broadcast at this time. Sharon Smith Banks, thank you, Sharon, so much for joining us. And those individuals joining us so far, and we look forward to, and normally we have many more at our 8 o'clock hour, and all you've been on Blog Talk Radio, so it's going to be awesome. I want you to also join me, and we're established a scholarship in the name of my sister, entitled Emma R. Smith Scholarship, to be available to students who are going to a community college that offer cosmetology and barbering, because that was her. She's a professional stylist, and she spent almost 40 years doing that. And we're gonna allow young people, as we get this up, we will have it available this spring. If you know anybody, we're gonna have it where you can go to my website, send me a request, and I'll get you the application process, and we will move toward helping them in some form of scholarship in my sister name, Edna Aura Smith Scholarship. So we're so excited to be able to do that. Also, on my latest books, the last two books I'm selling, I want to make sure you get a copy of it. And that first book is Education, What Happened to the Passion. It came out in 2017. The cost on that book is $15. And $5 from that book will go toward scholarship money to fund that Edna R. Smith Scholarship. Also, my newest book, which is Don't Be Scared to Love, that came out in December. It cost $20. Get you a copy of that, and 10 of that go toward the scholarship fund. We want you to play a part. Purchase that book. Just go to me. If you're on Facebook, you can go to Messenger, and you can let me know I want to get one of your book, Doc. I'll have them posted on Facebook. I've been running them all the time. We're going to have a book signing on February 21st in Montgomery, Alabama. Our first book signing we're going to have is a signing party. And at this time, we're looking to start around about 6 o'clock. And we're going to be at Bren's Wings on 3133 Bale Road in Montgomery, Alabama, 36116. And after that is a signing and birthday party. We're going to have that going on there. So we'll be from 6 in the closing time. And we're going to have they have a free opportunity to get there early now. The signing will be early enough so you can come and get your book. And if not, go online, go to my Facebook page, go to my email, which is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Lorenza D. Smith. That's D as in David. Smith15@gmail.com. You can check it out. Go to my Facebook page and do the same thing. Even Twitter, you want to tweet me and let me know. You can tweet me at LorenzaDSmith15. Let me know you want a copy of the book. And we have two payment options. We have PayPal. You can go to PayPal and be able to do it. And I have all that posted. You also can go to Cash App and send the money to, and I'll make sure I get you that book shipped to you. So it's great to have this opportunity, but this is our scholarship we're going to have available in the name of Edna R. Smith, and it'll go to students who are going to a community college. There's no longer, most folks remember, trade school or techno college. Some may still carry it, and most of them are moving to community college status. And if a student is trying to be certified in cosmetology or barbering, we're going to provide them with that help, some form of help through that scholarship. So check it out. We're going to have it posted on my webpage. Or in essence, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. I can talk about it because that's one of my pages as well. But basically on Facebook, I'll go to my email, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and be a part of that. And I'll, you know, you check back, come back with me at 8 o'clock, and I have the books flashing them around so you can get you a copy of it. You need it because it has some outstanding reading. That first book on education, after I retired over 30 plus years in education, I wrote about my experience. And in essence, everybody says not, it's friendly. I call it, it's age friendly, and it's for reading. You know, we got things now, we use computers and everything, reading. We haven't e-booked it yet, but it's a hard copy. And we talk about, I talk about my experience. I talk about how you can work with your grandchildren, your children in our today's education and see how you can, you know, work to make it successful. Then don't be scared. Don't be scared of love or scared to be loved. You know, some people are scared of love, but it's don't be scared to love. And that's what it's all about. Some people are scared to be in love, and this book will share some thoughts about that, how you can deal with it, how you can recognize that. Check it out. It's just a series one of the book. We have two more series coming out, and we want you to get a copy of it. Again, you can go to my email, lorenzodsmith15@gmail.com, or you can on Facebook, you can just message me. You know, most of you, your Facebook, you know, if you use the messenger, you can be able to do the messenger. Then you can check that out. Either you can go to in my number where you can text me is 334-467-7261. Text me and say, I want a copy of the book, Doc, and just how can I get one, how I need to pay, how can I, what kind of process, all that. But it will be posted on Facebook, be posted on Instagram, be posted on Twitter, and I post it everywhere I can. To make sure Google Plus, I do it everywhere. So check it out. But we're going to get started up in 32 minutes. And I appreciate each and every one of you all joining me. And a couple of individuals join. I see that another one of my frat brothers, so glad to, I'm going to give him a wave back. So, you know, I had a chance to see him at the regional last year. Hadn't seen him in years. He served on the board with me, the Southern Regional Board of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I was the regional director. He served as one of the program directors, and that's 1982. Brother James Lee, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, James, so much for joining us. Also, a couple of other people have joined us on Facebook, and I appreciate you joining. We have Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. And I'm looking out here, Lisa. I always say I'm going to make sure I look at that. And I know you have a symbol of a Greek letter organization, a sorority, but I don't want to make sure I get it right. So we'll make sure I go back when I get off now, give me a little minute to get myself together, make sure I get it right. I'm going to give you the right shout out for your organization as well. Antonio L. Washington, another member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, brother, for joining me. But you'll have a great opportunity to be a part of this at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Talking real to you. I host that show. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and we're going to make it do what it do at that time. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Then if you want to go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wave Production. Check us out. Be a part of this. Or be on Facebook with us. And that's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. And we also will use Instagram, which we'll use Coach DR, which is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're going to make it happen. Be a part of it on Marvelous Monday. Mm-hmm. And I hope y'all had an awesome weekend. And we look forward to having you here. You know, I see my, we got the rain going on. I want to tell you right now, sometimes the internet have some challenging time when it's raining. The sickness is still very good right now. So if I lost you for a second, we'll be back with you. But we're about to close it out. Again, thank each and every one of you all that's joining. I got a couple other individuals joining us now. I want to make sure I get it. And if I don't say your name right here, you come back and make sure you correct me. And that's Shavonda A. Gillum. Thank you. I'm going to give you a wave. Shavonda. I'm going to make sure I get it right. Shavonda, thank you for joining us as well. And we look to have an awesome time. We got a few more people I see coming in, and I'm going to give them a shout out. And I have Dana Chanel. Thank you, Dana, for joining us as well. Just come back at 8 o'clock in about 29 minutes, and we're going to have an awesome show. The title of our show tonight is Talk is Cheap, Voting is Free, Take it to the Polls. and you have a great opportunity. We can deal with this process of putting the right person as president by going to the poll and voting and not expecting, thinking that your vote don't count. Every vote count. Cast it. Cast your vote. Cast your vote so to make sure it do count. We look forward to having an awesome show at 8 o'clock. Join us back. We're going to close it out now. And then, like I said, it's always good to have each and every one of you all with us. And we're going to pay something that's, and we started off with that information. But I'm going to play this speech right here.
I have the pleasure to present to you
Dr. King,
Martin Luther King.
I have a dream. And that's what we're talking about, voting. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, before I completely shut out, we got Tawanda 251 joining us as well. Thank you so much, Tawanda. And we look forward to having you at 8 o'clock as well. As I always say, and I tell your family member this, and I'm telling this because this is how I feel. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Check us back. Be back with us at 8 o'clock.
4 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.